All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, hour number three. So I want to have some fun with this. Last night was an unbelievable football game. And it's two of what I think most people would consider the top three teams in the league. And it was just incredibly entertaining, 54-51. I'm not really interested in hearing old guy complain about offense. Offense sells tickets, offense moves the needle, offense draws ratings, offense is where the game is going to be because, well, they've changed the way the sport is played, and we know the reasons why. But the question is, how far away are the Lions from that? Now, I don't know how you want to do this, Mike, but like if you put a – see, because here's the thing. Certain guys will be hurt last night, or certain guys are in and certain guys are not. But, like, if you just looked at, like, the raw, I mean, what do you do? You go, you want to go Pro Football Focus? You want to just go, like, the eyeball test? What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah, a number. There has to be a number of what you think.
Yeah.
Whether that's any different source, whether it's PFF, whether
I mean,
it's
like, Chiefs anything. Offense, right? Like, dudes. The league is based on how many dudes do you got, the special guys, where they're just standout. Like Mahomes is a dude. Hunt, Kelsey, Hill. You might be able to put, you know, like when the season starts, you look at the Chiefs O-line, their best O-lineman, Mitchell Schwartz. All right, there's a dude. I mean, defense, it's Jesus, I don't know. Justin Houston. Kendall Fuller would have been a guy. Mike, how do you quantify?
Well, what I did during the commercial break is I went through and listed all the positions that I think that I need that the Lions need to improve on. Meaning they don't have this position. This is a need. This is where that number would come from, I guess.
All right.
So my number off, and this is a rough version of it because we got to talk through it, but my number is six players away. Six. And here's what I mean by that. Lions, they need a tight end. They need at least one offensive lineman next year. They need a defensive end slash edge rusher. They need another defensive back. And then I put, you know, they need some sort of combination of another linebacker slash defensive back. And they need a quarterback. Let's be honest. So that's how I got that number. Quarterback, tight end, offensive lineman, defensive end, defensive back, and then some sort of combination of linebacker, defensive back.
Six guys.
I don't think they have a quarterback that's at that type of level last night. That is a position that needs to be upgraded because, as we've talked about at length the past couple weeks, Stafford is not, he's not cutting it.
Mike, I got to tell you, I think the number might be a little low.
I know, and that's my initial response to it.
Because I'm closer to 10. When I look at the Lions, right, I know I got Kerryon. That's a dude.
Yes, no doubt.
And I know I got Galladay. That's a dude. Stafford, we've spent a lot of this season saying he's not a dude. That he's just a solid NFL starter, right? So I can't use him. Marvin Jones is a good player.
Yep.
But is he a dude? Like if Marvin Jones were on the Rams... He doesn't play above Cooks, he doesn't play above Kupp, and he doesn't play above Robert Woods because Woods is Goff's boy.
I was thinking about putting a wide receiver in there, but Marvin Jones is a
no, they need a
weapon,
receiver.
I guess.
Mike, they need a receiver. But like if TJ probably not going to be back. All right, well, you need a guard. I think you need an upgrade from Glasgow.
Yeah, you need at least one offensive lineman.
So let's say one lineman. We'll say one receiver, one tight end. Defensively, you need two defensive ends, two pass rushers, minimum. One defensive tackle. Need two linebackers, because I can't take any more Jared Davis. You need two corners, because it's sleigh and a collection of, you know, deck chairs. And I'll leave the safety position alone to be nice, because maybe Tracy Walker ends up being something. What's my number?
10.
10 players away.
Well, I think that would be, yes, that would be perfection if you were to get all of those. I could go quite 10.
On a football field and compete at that level of football, how far away is this roster? And I don't feel guilty saying you're 10 players away. I don't.
Yeah. Which is crazy to think about. Shouldn't be that far away, you know what I mean? That's an entire side of the football, basically.
Or better yet, like, to get on the level of the Saints, the Rams, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Patriots, whatever you may be. Mike, that's every reason why I wasn't happy they won that game Sunday. They need talent. Badly. I mean, it's just crystal clear. They don't have enough talent. And defensively, like, it's just unbelievable how lucky they get. I mean, Cam Newton missing open receivers all day. Funch is dropping balls all day. The two-point conversion, he could have run the damn thing in or had a guy wide open. He did neither. That defense ain't no good. The Chiefs and Rams, I don't think the defenses are as bad as it looked last night. It's just you're going up against these offenses that you can't even begin to scheme against. From a concept standpoint, they're ahead of the league. And Reed and McVay are able to take advantage of the rules and put you in impossible positions. And on top of that, they got players that I don't even know how you stop it. Like, how exactly do you cover Tyreek Hill? You want to help me with that? Tyreek Hill makes people look like they're in slow motion. This isn't, you know, Oklahoma playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is the NFL, man, and Tyreek Hill is a cheat code. Travis Kelce's a cheat code. Kareem Hunt, cheat code. Sammy Watkins has been a complete afterthought. Not only do they, I mean, like right now, if I looked at the Lions and I go, okay, I could put Kerryon Johnson on the Chiefs, he'd be a star. And I could put Galladay on the Chiefs, he'd be a star. That's it. There's really not another member of that offense I would trade for. Really not. You know, that offensive line of the Chiefs isn't the greatest thing in the world. They got a couple guys that aren't very good. Tardif, whatever his name is above average. Mitchell Schwartz, when healthy, is very good. Eric Fisher's average. But, like, Mike, who am I? You only got two guys who might be able to play for the Chiefs. And no, you know what? My answer is no, straight up. No, Stafford would not be doing what Mahomes is doing. Wouldn't. Don't trust his football IQ. I'll just say it straight away. Mahomes is more mobile, bigger arm. I think he's a smarter quarterback. And last night, he made some mistakes too. I'm not trying to make him perfect. Defensively, what do you got? Now, Slay would play for the Chiefs, no doubt. Who else you got? This ain't Ziggy from 2 years ago. I mean, Damon Harrison? Okay. There's two. But, like, out of the starting 22, what, you got four or five guys who might be able to go out there?
There's a clear talent gap. There's no doubt about it.
That's what scares me, though. How far away they are. And then they go out and beat Carolina, and they go from picking 7th in the draft to now they'd pick 11th. And then what happens if Chase Daniel starts for the Bears Thursday? And you screw around and win there.
Which is looking more and more like he just might.
What happened now?
Oh, if they beat the Bears, people are going to be thinking playoffs. I know that's going to happen.
No, it won't on this show.
Fans, I meant.
Then you take those calls. I'm not. At 5-6, you want to talk playoffs?
I'm sure we'd hear it. I wouldn't be surprised if we did.
No, you will. I'll hang up on anyone who calls in with it.
Yeah.
That conversation will not take place between 2-6 on this show.
Could you imagine if the Lions somehow go out and beat the Rams this year?
No, that's my whole point is if you want to talk playoffs, you got to go out and win your next three games. Yeah. Your next four games. You got to find your way to 7-6 probably to even talk about it. I'm done with that. I sat here and at 3-3, I tried to build a scenario for you to get that done. What'd you do? You went out and got your ass kicked 3 straight weeks. I can't do it anymore. They don't deserve us to do it. Thank you for that segment with how scary that was. Mike,
To think they're 10 play, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 players away is crazy to think about.
Guys, you sat there, you watched last night's game. Chiefs, Rams, let's say you throw the Saints in the mix. How many players away are we here from the Lions getting to that level? How many is it? You don't like my answer, that's fine. I said you're 10 guys away. Sully says you're 6. I'll tell you why no amount of players is going to get you there. You tell me I'm wrong. I'll tell you next. 97.1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.